Governor Walker announced new funding this morning aimed at replacing lead water service lines around the state. $26 million will go to 42 communities with work focused on removing lead service lines in homes, schools, and daycare facilities. And the city of Milwaukee is included on that list, getting an additional $4 million under the program. Kevin Engstrom is the director of environmental health at 16th Street Community Health Centers in Milwaukee, a group that works on lead abatement in the city. Kevin, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, before we get into wider issues of lead problem, what are we talking about when we say these lead service lines? Where are they in the chain of water getting to people?
The lead service lines are what connect the mains that are going underneath the street to the home and to the internal plumbing within the home or the school.
And as I understand it, Kevin, usually the homeowner is liable for replacing that. If the city's replacing the main lines, that doesn't include these service lines, right?
Yes.
And so what are these grants going to do?
My understanding is that these grants will be able, will provide funding, and I believe that there's some flexibility in how the funding is allocated or utilized by municipalities. So as a new idea today, I am still reading up on some of the details, but
sure.
I think it's going to be able to provide some funding for either the ability to have reimbursements or to fund up front. So I'm not entirely sure about the funding, the details of how that apparatus is going to work.
Sure. And how big a part of the lead problem are the lead service lines? We've talked in the past about lead in water supplies, lead in paint. We can get into that a little more. But this one piece of the puzzle, how important is this?
We definitely want to see lead service lines replaced across the city. We do know that even within the issue of lead in water, the lead service lines are only part of the issue. The internal plumbing would need to be replaced as well. And so within our lead outreach program and the families that we work with have children with elevated blood lead levels, and we've prioritized distributing water filters as part of our program. So we also know that lead poisoning is multifactorial and that paint and soil are part of the problem as well. And so as we address water, as we address, lead service line replacement, we also want to make sure that we're addressing the other factors in ways that kids are getting this element into their bodies.
Remind us, Kevin, how big a health problem lead is for kids in particular.
Well, it really depends on where you live. It's no amount of lead is safe for children. And I'm a parent of two young kids as well, and so it's definitely, very concerning to me personally. Some kids in newer homes that do not have lead service lines, it's going to be a very small concern. For families in more substandard housing and housing that was built with and painted with lead-based paint before 1978, that have lead laterals, that have soil around the exterior of the home, it is and should be a really major concern.
Talking to Kevin Engstrom from the 16th Street Community Health Centers in Milwaukee, talking about lead in water lines and elsewhere, new state grants aimed at one part of the puzzle, lead service lines into people's houses, the water lines. Kevin, you mentioned that lead access or lead exposure is multifactorial. You just mentioned a few things. It sounds like people living in poverty with older homes, they face a triple threat, the water lines, the paint, and the soil contamination. How common is that triple threat for kids in Milwaukee?
Well, if you live in a home that was built before 1978, you have lead paint in your home. So even homes that are kept up well, that paint is just sealed. And so that over time, that can be re-exposed, and especially through renovation, is a major concern. So that lead paint is there. And then the soil, we're part of a research project with UW-Madison and the health department and the medical college, looking at soil levels in backyard gardens on the north side and south side. And so in Milwaukee, we're finding fairly high lead values, and that's really the same lead-based paint issue that's inside the home is really the same outside, where that exterior lead-based paint over, you know, decades through the, at least for my home, like through the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, that paint has over time flakes off and settles into the soil. So as we're interacting with the soil via doing landscaping or gardening, we can ingest even small amounts if you're just breathing in soil that you're gardening in can be part of the accumulation of lead, particularly hazardous with or for small children.
Well, now with water, it can be expensive and tough to do, but you can replace a lead water line. If you got lead in the soil, are there ways to get lead out of it?
There are, in some really extreme cases, there are communities where the soil has been really cut out and removed and deposited. So that's incredibly costly. And, you know, when thinking that this is an issue in a majority of gardens around the city, that's not a financially viable option to totally remove the soil. So we are working towards doing some different landscape amendments and interventions. So Blue Skies Landscaping, which is part of Walnut Way Conservation Corps, doing landscape interventions designed to partially dilute the lead that's in the soil, but then we're adding some amendments that are also reducing the bioavailability of the lead, so the likelihood that it's going to be taken up through the body. So you could still have lead in the soil and reduce the bioavailability, and that lead, even if it's ingested, is less likely to be taken up by the body.
Kevin, you've mentioned a couple efforts you and your organization are working on, providing lead filters, what you were just talking about with soil testing and remediation. For you, apart from those efforts, what would be the top priority or priorities for keeping lead away from kids?
You know, we really prioritize education, and so we've you know, piloted with some partners a different series of workshops where we are talking about these different factors, and so I think that education is really important. We definitely believe that testing is really important, and every child at every wellness check at 16th Street gets a lead test, and so I think that early warning is really important. Using a water filter and a lead-certified NSF 53 water filter is crucial. Looking inside your home and being able to identify lead-based paint hazards and either learning how to clean those up or have a trained professional clean those up, and then ideally covering any bare soil that you may have around your home. So wood chips, turf grass, native landscaping, just as much as possible, try to minimize bare soil. And, you know, we feel pretty solid that if you do those things, you've gone a long ways towards minimizing the risk for your children.
Kevin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks.
Kevin Angstrom is Director of Environmental Health at 16th Street Community Health Centers in Milwaukee. He was with us to talk about lead exposure for kids after new state funding was announced to help the city and other communities get rid of lead service water lines.